By O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Michael Wallace, Washington, D.C. First responders have recovered 41 bodies from the Potomac River after this week's collision between a passenger jet and an Army helicopter. D.C. Fire Chief John Donnelly expects all 67 bodies will be recovered.
I believe for us to recover the rest of the remains that we are going to need to get the fuselage out of the water.
CBS's Skylar Henry has an update on the investigation.
What is essential for NTSB at this time is to try to reconstruct and recreate how this happened, to get to the bottom of what went right, what went wrong, what was protocol, what wasn't protocol.
The FAA is now restricting helicopter traffic near Reagan National Airport. Gary O'Hara's son, Ryan, was the crew chief of that Black Hawk.
I keep wondering if my wife and I, and Taryn, will ever feel like we're going to be whole again, because we're just broken. You're just broken.
CBS's Mark Strassman asked O'Hara about President Trump blaming the crash on DEI policies. O'Hara said people in the Army have to earn their spots. Sources tell CBS the Trump administration has told some top FBI officials to retire, resign, or be fired by Monday. Some of them were involved in the investigations into the president's efforts to overturn the 2020 election and his handling of classified documents. CBS's Jennifer Jacobs is at the White House, which has announced President Trump's tariffs on Mexico, Canada, and China will take effect tomorrow.
Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said it's an attempt to stop the flow of drugs. Specifically, she said fentanyl coming over the border from Canada and from Mexico. And also, she believes that China has been supplying some of that fentanyl, and the administration wants to crack down on those drugs.
The tariffs will be 25% on Canadian and Mexican imports and 10% on Chinese goods. A big egg farm in Indiana had to destroy all its chickens because of a bird flu outbreak. That farm distributed eggs across the nation, so egg prices may go up even more. Libby Loser owns a bakery in Louisville. She's trying not to raise her prices.
We expect this to be something that will be ongoing, and so we're just kind of ready to pivot when needed. We probably go through 10 cases of eggs on a weekly basis.
Your dentist always asks you if you've been flossing. CBS's Michael George tells us there's another good reason to do it.
People who floss once a week have a lower risk of stroke. An American Heart Association study suggests oral health is linked to overall health. Researchers say regular flossing lowers the chance of oral infections and inflammation and encourages other healthy habits.
Untreated tooth decay and gum disease affect 3.5 billion people worldwide and can lead to various health problems. Dow was down more than 300 points at the closing bell. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The body of the man who fell through the ice has been found. The recovery operation on Lake Elizabeth in Kenosha County has successfully located the body of the 70-year-old man who went missing after a UTV broke through the ice yesterday. Two other people on the vehicle were able to escape but did not require further treatment. A Racine program to help with mental illness starts soon. NAMI Racine County is offering a free 8-week course called Family to Family. It's designed to support family members and caregivers of people with mental illness. A viral claim circulating about a Puerto Rican family being detained by ICE for speaking Spanish outside of a Walmart remains unverified. We've not been able to find anything to support that social media claim. Milwaukee County Supervisor Juan Miguel Martinez has taken to social media to say he's not been able to find evidence to support the claim. And downtown Racine will feature large metal kites as part of its annual public art installation this summer. The kites are being built by welding students at Gateway, and they'll be decorated by selected artists. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's the Bucks and the Spurs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks will be just down the street from the Alamo tonight when they take on the San Antonio Spurs. Doc Rivers asked, after reviewing the tape, did he have any trouble with some of the refs' calls in their loss Tuesday night to the Trailblazers in Portland?
I thought the refereeing was, you want to be honest, they were going to let you play and be physical. So the problem was the other team was the aggressor. And to me, the aggressor should get the calls. I always say that. That's how it works.
Rivers also says if the Bucks make a trade before the NBA deadline next week. It's fine, but he's okay with the roster as it stands. College hoops. The Badgers are at Northwestern tomorrow afternoon at 1. Marquette at home against UConn, 7 o'clock tomorrow night. NFL. A report the Packers plan to hire Patriots defensive coordinator DeMarcus Covington as their next defensive line coach. Linebackers coach Anthony Campanelli leaving the Packers. He's been hired as the new defensive coordinator of the Jacksonville Jaguars. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clouds thicken for tonight, a low in the low 20s. And turning mostly cloudy for tomorrow, highs in the mid-30s. Then some rain and snow showers around tomorrow night before it warms up to the upper 40s for a high Sunday and partly sunny. It's 39 right now.
It's the Buckinghams and Kind of a Drag on WRJN. Of course, the horn section, a big part of their sound. And it's no surprise then that they shared a producer with the band Chicago, also a band with big horn section.
She's got it. Yeah, baby, she's got it. Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
Call. I'll find some first that depends on wherever you're at. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Kurt.
I have a game for you.
Yes.
It's called Boozy Hillbilly.
Sounds like a band I was in college.
Right? Exactly. Do you have a favorite movie line?
I have so many.
Can you think of one? Think of a movie line that's like a favorite famous movie line.
Well, I guess it wouldn't be famous to everybody, but okay. I love the movie Airplane, and there's so many great one-liners in that. So,
and Don't Call Me Shirley.
Right? And Don't Call Me Shirley, right. And NEM. Oh, it can be a hat. So I like the one that's, and Leon's getting larger. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Okay. So yeah, that would have to be one of those lines.
All right. So the game is add the phrase, you boozy hillbilly. To the end of your favorite. So you pick your favorite movie line and then add you boozy hillbilly to the end of it.
Okay. All right. So it would be, and Leon's getting larger, you boozy hillbilly. What's yours?
Oh, maybe it's, there's no crying in baseball, you boozy hillbilly.
Okay, that's another one.
Telling me you built a time machine out of a DeLorean, you boozy hillbilly?
No, I'm trying to think of Roger, you boozy hillbilly.
Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo, you boozy hillbilly?
Oh my gosh, all these good movies.
Now your homework assignment is to go.
Oh my gosh.
Next time you go to work or a social gathering or something, you got to have somebody play Boozy Hillbilly.
Okay, that's going to be fun. All right. I'm going to do that maybe later on.
Okay, there's my friend Robin who joins us from time to time, you Boozy Hillbilly. On WRJ.
Back at ya.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
Take a break from the daily grind and treat yourself to something sweet at the Peach Cobbler Factory. Delight in a variety of cobblers, each topped with vanilla bean ice cream. From timeless peach to indulgent cherry and decadent caramel apple, there's a flavor to satisfy every craving. Enjoy freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls served in-house through the drive-thru or at your next birthday party or special event with signature catering options. When winter's chill bites, nothing warms the soul like a stop at the Peach Cobbler Factory. Open every day at noon.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride power scooter or power chair designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking about why, if you've got savings, you need a high-yield savings account. High-yield just means high interest, you know, the money the bank pays you for keeping your money with them. You will probably find the highest-yield savings accounts at an online bank. Just go on and Google and do some research and figure out who's offering the highest rates right now. Now, lately, it's been between 4 and 5%. That is your savings earning real interest. And okay, figuring out all the details of opening a new bank account can be very annoying, but I bet you can probably get one going in less than an hour. So give yourself 60 minutes and get it done. I've done it. You'll thank yourself when you see your money making money for doing nothing. For more everyday money help, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
With with local news. And now, Timeless Hits. WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin, and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
Brothers, Bye Bye Love on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Look for a low tonight around 27. Going to be windy, too. And then tomorrow, Saturday, mostly cloudy and 34. Sunday, cloudy and 46.
I lost that love before. Got mad and closed the door. But you said, child, just once more. I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. The others were untrue. You came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my
radio station covers Racine's local news like we do. We've been doing it for 98 years now, covering the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in. So let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The body of the man who fell through the ice has been found. The recovery operation on Lake Elizabeth in Kenosha County has successfully located the body of the 70-year-old man who went missing after a UTV broke through the ice yesterday. Two other people on the vehicle were able to escape but did not require further treatment. The incident is underscoring the risk of going out onto thin ice. The identity of the man that died isn't known. A Racine program to help with mental illness starts soon. NAMI Racine County is offering a free 8-week course called Family to Family. It's designed to support family members and caregivers of people with mental illness. The course starts March 5th with strategies for managing a crisis, problem solving, and effective communication. There's more on the NAMI Racine County website. That's M-A-M-I. If you'd like to send Valentines to veterans, today is the deadline to get them in the mail. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
For the third year, the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is hosting this program where people can send Valentines to show their appreciation to veterans for their service. They'll then be distributed to vets across the state. Last year, people sent 28,000 Valentines to Wisconsin veterans. That's so many that just organizing them all for distribution is a big effort. And these cards weren't just from people in the Badger State. They were from all over the country. They'll be given out at the veterans' homes in Chippewa Falls, King, and Union. And for the first time this year, they'll also be given to the folks at the Veterans Housing and Recovery Program locations in Chippewa Falls, Green Bay, and Union Grove.
If you'd like to participate, you can find the address at WRJN.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clouds thicken for tonight, a low in the low 20s. And turning mostly cloudy for tomorrow, highs in the mid-30s. Then some rain and snow showers around tomorrow night before it warms up to the upper 40s for a high Sunday and partly sunny. Currently it's 37.
Oh,
D.R. Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN, good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Does your dog love to romp in the snow? Researchers did a study to find out why dogs love the snow so much. And no surprise, the answer is because it's fun. No kidding, right? There are some breeds that are more prone to playing in the snow. Dogs with thicker fur, like Nordic breeds, like Huskies and Retrievers. Less likely, Greyhounds and Chihuahuas.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409. Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes. Giddy up, 409. For I knew there would be a time. Giddy up, 409. When I would buy a brand new 409. 409. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, 409. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, 409. Giddy up, 409. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, 409. Nothing can catch her, nothing can touch my 409, 409. Ooh, giddy up, giddy up, ooh, giddy up, giddy up, ooh, giddy up, giddy up, ooh, giddy up, giddy up. When I take her to the track, she really shines. Giddy up, giddy up, 409. She always turns in the fastest time. Giddy up, giddy up, 409. My four-speed dual quad positive traction, 409. Nothing can touch my 409, 409, 409, 409, 409, 409,
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, sometimes there's just not enough time to listen to a full-length countdown of Timeless Hits. So listen Saturday mornings as Rick Johnson presents the weekend's Capsule Countdown. It's a fast-paced minute that counts down a year, a theme, or a topic with a capsule of great Timeless Hits. Listen Saturday mornings at 8:30 and again at 9:30 on WRJN.
Now I found out today that all the words had slipped away.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, it's a great party trick and useful for clowns, but scientists say that learning to juggle can cause changes in areas of the adult brain. Mastering the skill increases the amount of gray matter in areas of the brain that process and store visual information, proving what was not thought possible, that new stimuli can alter the brain's structure. A comparison of brain imaging scans of non-jugglers and other volunteers before they learned to juggle and 3 months later revealed an increase in gray matter in certain areas of the newly trained jugglers' brains. So go juggle!
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
Born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable Scent Beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable's bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. With Downy Unstoppable, you just toss, wash, wow, for all day freshness.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrjn.com/contest-terms.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, The Personal Touch by Julie. Time is running out. Show that special someone how much they mean to you with a Valentine's Day bouquet, straight from the heart. With over 40 years of handcrafted floral artistry, let The Personal Touch by Julie bring your love to life, one petal at a time. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
98 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. Coming up, CBS News at 5. And we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
And timeless hits, WRJN.
I dig rock and roll music and I love to get the chance to play
and sing it.
I figure it's about the happiest sound going down today. The message may not move me or mean a great deal to me, but hey, mamas and the papas at the Trip Sunset Strip in L.A. And they got the good thing going when the words don't get in the way. And when they're really wailing, Michelle and Cass are sailing. Hey, they really nail me to the get it on in that scene. I think I could say something if you know what I mean. But if I really say it, the radio won't play it unless I lay it between the lines. Bye.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. The bodies of 41 of the 67 victims of this week's collision above the Potomac have been recovered from the river. CBS's Erica Brown has more on the investigation.
Preliminary flight data indicates at the time of the crash, both aircraft appear to have been flying at about 400 feet. Military helicopters are supposed to stay below 200 feet.
CBS News has learned two air traffic controllers were each doing multiple jobs at the time. Former acting FAA Administrator Billy Nolan.
They are well qualified and they are able to multitask.
CBS's Tom Hansen is in Virginia, where several figure skaters killed in the crash had connections.
The community here just in grief and shock, disbelief. A lot of people have not even found the words to articulate just how they feel, but the looks on their faces tell the whole story. They are devastated as a skating community.